Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Dave Wilson.
We know that there has been flooding taking place all along the Mississippi River. Now let's find out what effect it is having on the casino business. I want to welcome the Deputy Director of the Mississippi Gaming Commission, Eddie Williams. He's joining us now from Jackson, Mississippi. Eddie Williams, welcome to Bloomberg.
Thank you.
Give us the lay of the flooded land. How many casinos are there around the Mississippi River, and what's the state of their operation?
We have 19 casinos along the Mississippi River. Currently, all but two of those properties are closed. The first closure started on April the 28th up in the Tunica County region and moved, of course, down the river as the river continued to rise. We have, like I said, the two properties in Vicksburg that are that have remained open, and we look and hope to have some casinos in the Tunica market reopening as early as the weekend.
How many workers are affected at this point?
Well, in the Tunica market, they employ about 10,000 people. In the Central River region, which is Vicksburg, Greenville, and Natchez, they employ about 3,300 employees. So you're looking at, you know, around 1,300 employees throughout that region.
And how much lost revenue are we looking at?
Well, to the state, you know, you're looking at about $6.2 million to the state's general fund for the Tunica market, and about $3.1 million for the Central River region, and then about $2.5 goes to the local county and city municipalities in the Tunica market, and about $1.2 million in that Central River region. So it's a pretty significant impact.
What about the state of flooding right now? Are you seeing it being controlled?
The properties handled the flood really well. None of the casino floors received significant water damage, really no water damage, very minimal. None of the hotel floors received water damage. So the casinos, they handled the flood quite well and will be able to reopen as soon as the waters recede. We see the waters receding in Tunica. Like I said, we'll be opening properties as early as this weekend. We've had Crest in Lula, where we have another property, and the river's cresting in Greenville as we speak with three properties there. So hopefully we're on the back side of the worst of it.
What about the housing situation? The people that are employed in the casino business, what's the state of their homes?
A lot of the, especially within the Tunica market, a lot of those live outside of the flood-prone areas. So they won't, the housing from those employees in the Tunica market will be a lot less significant. And of course there are employees affected, but a lot of the Vicksburg market, of course, is on a bluff, and so a lot of the people that live in that area are not affected.
Have you been personally affected in your home?
Have not.
What about the influx of tourists to the region? Has that dwindled?
It has. With the perception, especially, that all Mississippi River casinos were flooded, even the two properties that remain open, they've seen a significant decrease in their visitation, just because people see, you know, nationwide reports that all Mississippi River casinos have closed. So that has had an impact even on the properties that do remain open.
How much out-of-state tourists do you get or do you have coming?
I don't have those specific statistics, but a lot of that market comes from, you know, of course, the state of Louisiana and Arkansas, and you know, they have their own market. So those people have just chosen to go other places.
How has the local economy rebounded since last year's oil explosion in the Gulf of Mexico and the ensuing worries about fouled beaches and pollution?
I think we've recovered from that. I think the message has been sent that, you know, the beaches are clean and the seafood is safe. And so I think, aside from the, you know, just a nationwide economic downturn, I think the Gulf Coast has recovered from the oil spill.
Now, talking about the casinos, and some of them you said are coming back very, very soon. What are some of the steps that are being taken? What are some of the first steps that are being taken to getting them back up and working and operational?
Of course, the first thing, the water has to recede. You know, we have to make sure that they can get in and out of the property safely. Most all of the properties had taken precautionary measures, you know, whether it be sandbags or whatever methods they took to keep the water from entering their facility. So all that has to be removed. And then, of course, the cleanup from the debris and the flood waters. And then they'll all, you know, all the barges and facilities will be inspected for safety to make sure that, you know, during that time of rising waters, nothing affected the barges. And all those are taking place now as on the properties that have already receded. So
issues also with, like, animals and stuff?
Want to know if there are any gators at the craps tables.
Right? Pretty much.
Eddie, what about gators at the craps table or maybe, you know, playing a hand of Texas?
I haven't had any reports of that, but I'm sure that'll make headline news if we have that happen.
Want to see the video on that one.
Absolutely.
Now, you talked about the revenue effects. What about adding new casinos to the region? Is this going to have any, going to offer any challenges to people that may want to expand their operations?
I don't think so. We've encountered, of course, Hurricane Katrina and that changed some legislation. But just prior to Katrina, you know, we had some change in legislation that allowed all the river counties actually to build on piling. So any new developments, we've had two new developments that took advantage of that. And so any new developments will just probably be, you know, more aware of what the flood crest can be, and we'll just build a higher elevation.
Well, Eddie Williams, our hearts and minds are with you in this very difficult situation that you and your industry are going through. He's Deputy Director of the Mississippi Gaming Commission.
You can subscribe to Bloomberg's premium podcast service at Bloomberg.com/Tom Keen and listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.